Do you recycle at home? What about at work? How about when you go to a fast food restaurant? The number of yeses is probably going down. But why is that? At this point, why doesn't every company, store, and restaurant recycle? We're joined by Tom Zaki, who is the founder and CEO of TerraCycle, a recycling company based in New Jersey. Tom, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And let me just give you an example of what we're talking about here. I was on an airplane recently, and at the end of the flight attendant comes around to collect all of the trash and, you would think, recycling. A lot of people have aluminum cans there in front of them or plastic cups, but they throw it all in the same bag and take it away. Why, at this point, with the technology that exists today and the fact that a lot of these companies do say that they're environmentally friendly, why aren't they recycling?
Yeah, it seems crazy on the surface. But just to put this all into global perspective, today only 2% of the waste in the world is recycled. And the main reason for this is not about the technical ability to recycle something. In fact, everything from diapers to cigarette butts are all technically recyclable. It simply costs more to collect and process that material than the results are worth. And so the reason your airline, some rare airlines do, but most airlines will just dispose everything because the cost to train the flight attendants to deal with the logistics, then to actually process it is not enough to make it all make economic sense. It just costs too much.
So you say 2% of the world's waste is recycled. What should that number be if we were recycling? And forget about the economics of it for a second. If we were recycling everything that could be recycled, where would we be?
Well, technically, truly, everything in the world is recyclable, so we'd be at close to 100%.
Wow.
The only things today that are prohibited from being recycled are where the law prohibits us. So certain things like medical waste must be incinerated for health and safety reasons. If you take that airline example, when airlines fly internationally, they are not allowed by law to recycle anything due to contamination, but domestically they could. They just choose not to because of economics. And that's the same in cities and any other situation beyond something as exotic as an airline.
It does seem, though, like in a lot of parts of this country at least, recycling is on the rise. Is that fair? Is that true? Are we doing a lot more recycling than we used to?
We may feel like that, but if you take it from a global point of view, America's recycling is actually declining. And the real reason for this is because two macro issues have occurred. One is China used to be where America exports most of its recyclable material because that's where the factories are. And China recently put up a green fence, is how they termed it, and basically made it very difficult to export waste materials to the country, which killed a lot of markets. In addition to that, oil is at a very cheap price, and recyclers, traditional recyclers, compete against the price of oil with their recycled materials, and companies are buying less of this material because recycled materials are now more expensive than virgin materials. So, in fact, America's recycling rates have been decreasing recently.
If you look at all of the materials that most people recycle, if they recycle, which ones are economically possible right now and which ones are not?
Well, So the ones you would think about in recycling context would be something like aluminum is highly recyclable, very valuable to do so. Number one plastic, which is PET, which is also your soda bottle, is highly recyclable. HDPE, which is like your shampoo bottle or number two plastic. And in some cases, about 60% of the U.S. population has access to polypropylene recycling, which is something like a yogurt pot. And then you see certain things emerging like cartons, which also recently just hit about 60% access. The way to think about this, though, is imagine jewelry, right? If you had a solid gold watch, no matter if it broke or anything, would it ever end up as waste? No, because the gold is so valuable. But let's say you have a 99-cent watch that you bought at a vending machine. If that broke, you would likely throw it out because there isn't enough value in it. And that's the overall thing to think about.
If recycling can't be dramatically increased in the United States or around the world, what are the consequences? I mean, we think about these huge swirling pits of plastic in the middle of the ocean and just trash everywhere that really shouldn't be there.
Well, you painted the picture here. Initially, I said 2% of the waste in the world is recycled. But let's go, what's the other 98% go? 25% ends up in our oceans, which is a monumental issue. It's not just the Great Pacific Garbage Patch that gets quite a lot of attention, but every major ocean gyre is a garbage patch. The side of our rivers, whether inland rivers or estuaries, are all covered in waste. It's not just a litter issue, or it just, you know, makes the natural environment not look good. But if you eat a big-bodied fish today, maybe at your favorite sushi restaurant, you are eating microplastics already. And it's a monstrous pollutant that we could solve. I mean, this is the key thing. Garbage is a very modern idea. It only really came about in the early 1950s with two things: the advent of complex materials and the invention of consumerism. Someone alive in the 1940s bought 10 times less physical objects than someone alive today. And all those objects are made now from things that nature has no systems to handle, things that are really cool, like plastics and so on, but nature doesn't know what to do with them, when those objects 100 years ago were made from woods and metals, things nature had absolutely adequate systems to handle. That's what needs to change. Recycling is a good solution, but more of a reaction. It doesn't solve the systemic issue that is present.
And the systemic issue is that we just use too many things for a short period of time that we don't need.
Exactly. Here's an interesting statistic. An average woman in the Western world buys 67 pieces of clothing a year on average, and then uses those garments on average 7 times before disposal. We need to move away from valuing cheap disposable objects, whether it's our clothing or our packages, you name it, to durability, timelessness, quality. Those are the things that need to come back so that we can still enjoy consumption, but just shift the profile of our consumption.
The worst offender I can think of is just the plastic bags at supermarkets. We use them for 5 minutes to take the groceries from the store back home. And then what do you do with them at that point?
Well, you named it. Another plastic bag that shows up at supermarkets is the bag people put fruits and vegetables in, you know,
right,
the slightly thinner, clearer ones. Why use it?
Right.
When I go shopping, I just pile it all in my shopping cart, all
You're
my tomatoes and apples.
You're going to wash the vegetables anyway, right?
Well, precisely. Like, they already have been sitting on trucks and have gone through
right,
a whole process. You should wash them. Those plastic bags are not creating any form of sanitization. And no checkout person has ever had a challenge with putting all the tomatoes together on the scale and weighing it when you price. If we keep unconsciously putting our tomatoes and our apples in these clear plastic bags, we are voting for waste.
So you think that if people stopped, let's say, using those plastic bags to put their tomatoes or their apples in, then the stores would get the message, stop using those plastic bags, and that would help when it comes to the amount of waste we're creating.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's an interesting stat. If you took any industry, let's just take the chewing gum industry, because we ran the numbers on this. If the entire world stopped buying chewing gum, it would take 6 weeks, only 6 weeks, for the entire idea of chewing gum, the entire industry, to evaporate and close down. Now, that's an exaggeration. 100% of people won't just say no to something. But, you know, take cigarette butts. We always, at TerraCycle created cigarette recycling. We do it all over the world. But the real answer to cigarette butts isn't collecting and recycling them. It's people should stop smoking. And if people stop smoking, there would never be cigarette butts on the ground, which today account for 37% of roadway litter.
Tom Zaki, one more thing. How do you respond to people like the New York Times columnist John Tierney, who wrote that column a couple of years ago about how, because of the economics, it's just not worth it to recycle?
Well, John was absolutely right in his column that economics of recycling are really not good right now. And in fact, if you look at the major players in recycling in the U.S. garbage industry, like Waste Management, Republic, these are large garbage companies, they're actively exiting or have stopped investing in recycling. One of the reasons American recycling rates are going down, because it's simply not economical anymore. Many things that used to make money for recyclers don't. Now, over time, that will change as oil prices rebound and there's more demand for materials because we have harder time extracting them. But the key thing is, don't just get hung up on material value as the only solution to recycling. There's many ways to incentivize people and organizations to fund and participate in recycling. And we need to keep encouraging that, because if we discourage the public and say recycling is not going to work, Americans will continue to recycle less. And today, take something that is ubiquitously recyclable like a soda bottle. We Americans only recycle 1 in 4 bottles. On a good day, maybe 1 in 3. And that's not because recycling boxes are not available on the streets. We need people to be passionate and excited to do so, and then let the industry grow and recover and think outside just material value as a way to create value in the idea of recycling.
That's Tom Zaki, who is the founder and CEO of TerraCycle. That's a recycling company based in New Jersey. Tom, thank you.
Thank you for having me.